Real question.
Can a politician who breaks the law be forced to quit his job?
And be ordered not to run again?
And the base keeps running.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Kluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
This question could interrupt the Michigan Supreme Court's summer recess.
First, the backstory. In 2015, State Senator Virgil Smith of Detroit pleads guilty to shooting his ex-wife's car.
As part of the plea bargain, Smith agrees to quit his Senate seat and to not run for anything again for 5 years.
The duration of his probation.
Now, this is not an uncommon arrangement for politicians who run afoul of the law. Give up your seat and don't run again because you violated the public trust.
So Smith agrees to that deal, but then the judge in the case says nope.
The aspect of the plea which required him to resign from his office and not hold public office or appointed office during his probation offends the state constitution.
Wayne County Circuit Judge Lawrence Talon rules that the judicial branch cannot force a lawmaker, you know, in the legislative branch, to resign even if the lawmaker agrees to it.
Constitutional separation of powers.
But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy was not happy with that ruling, so she went to the Michigan Court of Appeals to enforce the plea deal.
But by then, Smith had already resigned his seat.
And courts like to deal only with active questions. So they said, well, Smith's already resigned, so there's no point in us ruling.
And he's not running for anything else right now, so there's no point in us ruling. But then Virgil Smith goes and decides to run for something.
The Detroit City Council.
And in last Tuesday's primary, Smith comes out as one of the top two candidates.
So now Prosecutor Worthy is back, saying this is no longer a moot question.
She just went to the Michigan Supreme Court and filed an emergency appeal. And she says there needs to be an answer by next week.
Because that is the deadline to get the November ballots to the printer.
Worthy says voters need to know whether Virgil Smith is eligible to run.
And to know whether there's some chance that if he wins, he still might be forced to step down. That's if this case lingers on.
But there's nothing forcing the Supreme Court to issue a ruling or an order by next week. It's simply a request from Worthy.
But no matter what the court does, this will matter.
Because politicians often hold on to their offices when under investigation. Maybe it's because they believe they will be found innocent, but it's also a bargaining chip in talks with prosecutors, the idea that they'd give up their seat for a reduced sentence.
Whatever the Supreme Court decides, yay, nay, or never mind, it will have a profound impact on how Michigan prosecutors deal with lawbreaking lawmakers.
Rick Kluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.